somebody, they took their flag, the flag they had up, Navajo flag, and now they took it down, now they're deciding if they're going to get a bigger and better flag to put up. That's basically it.
All right. But when the Japanese took over their islands, our enemy made it into another military fortress. Our carriers went first, sending planes against the Okinawa airfield. Many enemy aircraft were destroyed on the ground, but others took off to attack our ships. Kamikaze planes fell out of the sky towards our carriers. These swarms of small planes looked to me like wasps whose nest had been poked by a stick. Many were shot down, and just as many fell into the sea without hitting any targets. A lot of these planes were piloted by young men who'd never flown before. They were allowed to get drunk before taking off, since it would be their last drink. Too many of those planes did strike their targets. The Hornet and the Franklin were the hardest. Over 700 men died on the Franklin. I saw it burning right next to me on our invasion force that steamed on them. In addition to my Navajo buddies, two of my white friends who had survived the other campaigns were there with me. Of course, one of them was Smitty, who stuck to my side like a burn. Who was the other one? One of the greatest surprises I had ever had in my life came just after we left port on Okinawa. As I stood by the rail, a familiar drawling voice spoke up to me. "Hey, Chief, what are y'all gonna do when y'all see one of the hubba snakes? I hear they just are crawling all over Okinawa." It was Georgia Boy. He has survived his wounds.
Can I tell you how to say that word? Okinawa.
Oh, Okinawa.
Okay, what'd you see?
I saw airplanes, like, going by, and they're getting shot down by, like, tanks and guns. And I see this big old boat with a lot of people on there. And then the airplanes just drop down and crash into them. Yeah. What?